News. It is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. We're 31 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The administration makes a choice. President-elect Donald Trump picking longtime campaign co-chair Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
Susie has been at the campaign for many years, since the beginning. The question is, how does she transition that role from a role in the campaign into the White House, managing the Oval Office? Will she be able to do that effectively with her boss in the West Wing? That is the big question, and we'll see how her management style is and if she's effective in that way.
ABC's Catherine Folders at Mar-a-Lago. Three people have now been charged in connection with the death of One Direction member Liam Payne. They are accused of supplying and facilitating the use of narcotics, as well as abandonment of a person followed by death. Payne fell from his balcony on the third floor of a Buenos Aires hotel. Five hospitalized, more than 60 arrested after violence broke out following an Amsterdam soccer match. Israeli fans believed to have been targeted. An investigation underway. This is ABC News. ABC News has learned that hackers working for China broke into the phone used by one of President-elect Trump's lawyers.
New details on the length Chinese spies will go to infiltrate American politics and President-elect Trump. Multiple sources tell ABC News hackers working for China's intelligence service broke into the phone used by Trump's lead criminal defense attorney, Todd Blanche. The sources say in the lead-up to the election, the hackers gained access to Blanche's text messages and captured audio recordings of some of his calls. We're told most of the communications involved family and friends, but the FBI is working to determine whether more sensitive contacts were compromised.
That's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Questions following the Federal Reserve's quarter-point interest rate cut on Thursday, the central bank suggesting some uncertainty over the pace of future cuts. Donald Trump's election win this week could reshape the economic outlook for the country and drive up prices. It could stall further rate reductions, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's too soon to tell. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the prescription center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7, we'll check forecast details coming up from WRCO.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high in the upper 50s today with sunshine. West winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. A low of 34. Saturday, 54 with a 40% chance of light showers in the afternoon. Occasional light rain Saturday night at a low of 45. Sunday, mostly sunny. Scattered light showers and a high of 55 degrees. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a low of 30, we're at 31 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning, a little sunshine out there. All right. Here's Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road. The window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet.
think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet.
Some things to celebrate today. It's National Parents as Teachers Day today. Amen to that. It's also World Town Planning Day, World Piano Player Day, and National Cappuccino Day. Ooh, hit one of those this morning and get ready for the day. And, of course, it is the weekend, Friday night. By the way, it's National Harvey Wallbanger Day. Yes. A popular drink many years ago. And, of course, the Brewers were nicknamed that after Harvey Keene became manager. And they used to hit a lot of home runs, kind of based on the name of the drink as well. Here's Dirk Bentley. It's 7:12 on a Friday morning.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises.
Try she had one little promise she
WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace.
My mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. Through the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin.
Tracy Lawrence on Country and Community, WRCO. Good morning from Richland Center. We'll see what old Hank Bray is up to in just a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Getting a flu shot and COVID booster doesn't just protect you. It protects everyone you come in contact with. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is currently accepting appointments for our flu and COVID vaccine clinic. Vaccines are currently available at all TRHC locations, including our Spring Green and Muscadet clinics. If you already have an appointment with your primary care provider, these vaccines can also be given at that time. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccines for everyone 6 months and older. Call today to schedule an appointment.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total Nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Say, Hank.
Good morning, young man.
What's happening?
Nothing much today. Nothing much.
How's the sandwich on your desk there? Pretty good.
It's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
For breakfast.
All right. Good deal.
Did you take a bite out of it?
No, I didn't. No.
Joanne.
No.
Anyway, you know, yesterday Joanne walks in, and she was a little tired because of Tuesday election. Oh, this is Wednesday morning. What is today?
Well, today is Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Anyway, she walks in on Wednesday, and she gets the sniffles. She's kind of down. She's run down. And she goes, you know, I just ache all over. And then I said, wow. I said, okay. I said, I have some emergency to build up your immune system. And then you go, well, there's chocolate donuts in there, too.
Right.
She goes, oh, no, I'll have a chocolate donut. It's probably better for me. And today she's all better. So
there
apparently,
you go.
Apparently chocolate donuts.
Chocolate donuts.
Yeah. So,
who knew?
Who knew? You did, apparently.
Well, we had our diabetes care specialist team in here yesterday, and I don't think they were real impressed by the big bowl of candy you have out there.
Which one?
Yeah, exactly.
There's three of them.
Oh, Hank.
What?
You're just a bad influence.
We have candy canes out there, right?
Yep.
And then we have the little...
Lifesavers, the kind of deals.
And then we have just chocolate.
Yeah.
Just plain old chocolate. So, and you're welcome.
Little
try to help everybody that comes in the door.
Little pick me up once in a while here.
Yep. So, anyway, any big plans for the weekend?
I'm trying to think. A little bit more work, getting a few things cleaned out. Trying to rid myself of a few record albums, but that's really
hard. Good luck
with
that.
That's really hard, you know?
Is it hard because you don't want to get rid of them? Or should you not answer at this point?
Probably that's part of it. But I've had remorse before when I've gotten rid of a stack or two. Then about a week later, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have got rid of that one.
Why don't you give them to me?
Give them to you?
Yeah, that way I have them. And, or you know what? Just tell June this. Okay, June, turn off your ears. Just give your records to me, and you're holding them for me.
You'd be holding them for me.
Yeah, but at your house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these ain't mine. These are.
I see. So if I just keep them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put your name on it.
Yeah. So just put Henry.
When's he going to come pick those up? Yeah, that's a good idea.
See, we're always trying to figure something out here.
I know. Yeah, you're kind of the bad influence, though. That, you know, Mama used to say, boy, don't hang out with that rough crowd.
Yeah. And rough crowd would just be me.
Yeah, it'd be just you, you know. But she didn't realize that other moms are telling their kids, don't hang out with that Phil Nee.
He's a bad influence.
He is a bad egg. You know, bad egg.
Speaking of bad eggs, buddy, you know, a San Francisco thief pedaled his bike up to a woman on a sidewalk, snatched an iPhone out of her hand, and rode away. Do you know what this woman was doing?
No.
She was in charge of the GPS tracking unit on iPhones, and she was demonstrating it. Oh. Yep. And the iPhone's new GPS tracking device, which worked, the thief was captured within minutes.
Isn't that something? Wow.
Talk about luck.
They were able to prove it, though. Because sometimes, you know, the bad egg will say, oh, that wasn't me. I just happened to find this phone.
Just happened to find this phone.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah. That's pretty. You talk about smart. Mm-hmm. Anthony Kenneth was impersonating a police officer when he pulled over another car for speeding, Phil.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. The driver quickly got out of the car and he started fibbing as soon as he come up to the car. Well, come to find out, the other guy that he pulled over. Yeah, was a cop, undercover cop, but was arrested and thrown in jail.
Ooh, yeah. Boy!
Said he pulled over almost 20 cars that day.
Wow!
So, it's just amazing.
Big old power trip there.
It is. So mm-hmm. It is. When I get pulled over, I always call 911.
Do you?
Yep.
Why is that?
Someone's behind me with their blue and light, trying to pull me over.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Don't try that at home, kids.
What? I just want to make sure it's a cop.
Oh, I see.
I'm scared.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what do you do?
You just keep going. Mm-hmm. The day after tomorrow is called what?
Sunday?
Overmorrow.
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 Okay. I never heard that one before. In the world of Hank?
Well, I don't. Yeah, yeah. It's a world. It's their real meanings. The condition of finding it difficult to get out of bed in the morning.
Yes. What is that?
The hangover.
Oh, Hank. Yes. Speaking from experience.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff. But you know what? You know, daylight saving time has ended, so we're on regular time now. Isn't it just great? Today I look forward to you having lunch with you, watching the sunset at lunch.
At lunch, yeah. Yes. It's about right.
It's crazy.
It doesn't really help me out too much.
No, me either.
You go to work in the dark and you go home in the dark. Yeah, so
you do.
I personally like a little more daylight. Later.
I do. I like the daylight later.
Yeah, I do too. I do. I'd prefer it to be 6.
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah.
Go back to the other time.
Yeah. Go back and stay there. But
I mean, because when I get home, it's like, it's already bedtime. And my poor dogs are going, let's go, Dad.
They're ready to party.
They're ready to, my goodness, them little rascals, I tell you. But anyway, no plans for the weekend, though?
Well, we're going to try to see Grease, the musical,
at
Richland Center High School. So that's on the calendar.
And good for you.
Get that, take that in, and let's see what else. Oh, we got to sweat to some oldies tomorrow night.
Yeah, probably. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
Do I get to come in Speedos tomorrow, or am I off tomorrow?
No, yeah, I think you're off. So, in fact, we're going to lock the door. But anyway.
I have a key. I'm not worried about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maintenance, please come to the WRCO maintenance. But anyway, plans.
Are you umping or reffing?
Nope,
or
none.
Nothing.
I reffed last night.
You did?
Yeah. I was in Seneca for middle school boys games.
Okay. You were cheating the kids over there then?
Yeah, I was cheating the kids. That's what Erica Clark said. She's the athletic director. She goes, glad I could find someone to cheat us. She's a great lady. Great people over there. I always get treated well over there. So, what else? I think that's it. I think, you know, I got to get my leaves up. I thought I had them all up, but they have reappeared.
Tom Miller says you got to get them up because they'll poison the
grass. And you can't mow them.
You can't mow them?
No, I was told that if you chop your leaves up in a row, that's what draws the moles. If you don't put the lime down.
Hmm.
Is that true? I mean, that's what someone told me that.
Really?
Someone texted me that. Yep. So I'm going to have to do a lot of raking.
You put the lime in the yard, then you get rid of the moles. Something like that.
They're in the neighbor's yard right now.
Are they really?
Yeah, enjoying his space.
Hmm.
Because I've put that, it's a Marilyn, I got it from Chet's Feed and Seed.
Uh-huh.
And you just put it down and it basically kills your grubs and stuff. But I don't like that because it kills your earthworms too.
That's true. And so, then, you know, that'll really hurt your earthworm farm you're going to start.
Well, earthworms are very good for your yard.
Oh, yeah. You bet they are.
They're very, very good for your yard and for the birds, you know. But I really don't know what else to do. So I'm going to have to put some lime down. So my yard will be white before Christmas.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Just full of lime.
Full of lime.
Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
Yeah, so if it's, you know, the leaves have acid in them or acidic.
Yeah, right.
And it will kill your yard.
Yes, it will.
So
it'd be a good weekend to get some, although Saturday sounds kind of rainy, but
maybe
today get a few things done there.
No, it'd be too, by the time I get home, it'd be dark.
Yeah, be too tired.
Yeah, I'll be bedtime. I'll get home at 4 o'clock and sunset at 4:03. I mean, I'm ready to go to bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there are days where I could.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't want to be up at 2 in the morning.
You would be.
Yeah, probably would be. Like, why do
we should go to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you and June have a good weekend. I really do. And I hope Joanne, I hope she gets in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
There's another chocolate donut out there.
Is there?
If she could have another one, she may be primed to go for the day.
Sure. Well, maybe we can divide it up.
I think she already has for us.
Between the three of us. So
there was one big piece gone, and you and I get like a quarter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably the daily allowance.
Yeah, so. Buddy, have a good day. Be kind.
That's good. That's old Hank Bray. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Juliet State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center, inviting you to come down this Sunday, November 10th from 12 to 2 for our Rockin' Reindeer Parking Lot Party. It's your opportunity to donate a new unwrapped toy for Smiles for a Child, see some live reindeer, meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some fresh cocoa and fresh kettle corn. This Sunday, 12 to 2 at Julie Karen State Farm. See you there.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
This day in 1960, John F. Kennedy won the U.S. presidential election over Vice President Richard M. Nixon. In 1965, the soap opera Days of Our Lives premiered on NBC. 1971, Led Zeppelin released an untitled album that became known as Led Zeppelin IV. 1971, on this day in history. This is November 8th. There are 53 days left in the year. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, J.C. Olson, from Grandpa and Grandma Olson, with love. Richland Center Primary School sends along wishes for Athena Gerard. Have a great day today. Happy wishes from Schmidtwoodin Hills residents and staff to Noel Crook. Happy birthday, Ken DeDever. All the best today from Gary. Gary said he's going to be on his best behavior today for her birthday present. Greetings as well to Ken DeDever. Happy birthday from Dean and Lori. Greetings from the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions to Michael Christensen, Lexi Jones, Sharon Pete, Danielle Robb, and Nancy Tisdale. To Karen Coe from the Richland Area Senior Citizens, have an awesome birthday. Happy birthday greetings to Karen. To Nancy Tisdale from all of your employees at Foggy Bottom and Foggy North, have a great day. And we understand it's old Craig Chicker's birthday today as well, with love from the Hackles, Dana, Derek, Liam, Owen, and Wyatt. Lawrence Harris, happy birthday from Blue River United Methodist Church, and to Tamara Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. We have wishes again to J.C. Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church, Pat Clark from Friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church, and Angie Clary from Sacred Heart Parish. To Cheyenne Fry, hard at work at Richland Hospital and Clinics, love you always and forever from Mom and Dad. Happy 64th, Pat Minter from Mom. To Uncle Bob Olson, who has a birthday this weekend. All the best from Heidi, Shirley, Greg, Julie, and their families. So Bob will celebrate dancing on the picnic table this weekend, maybe. Happy birthday wishes to Verna George from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. We have a wish from the Bloom City Town Crier for the anniversary of Sean and Tara Ruland. Happy anniversary, Sean and Tara. From the kids, Zach, Aaliyah, along with Liberty, Easton, and Griffin. 21 years. Congratulations, kids. And happy birthday from the RC Lions to Taya Weber, Josh Cornell, Craig Chicker, Dakota Juno. Happy anniversary to Adam and Rachel Jensen and Sean and Tara Ruland. Congrats and best wishes. Thanks for sending those our way.
It's almost here. The Singer Estate Collection will be at J.J. Walsh Jewelers this Saturday, November 9th. We will have their entire collection of celebrity jewelry from Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and others. Antique, Edwardian, Art Deco, vintage, and more. What a great way to add to your collection. Uniquely accessorize your wardrobe or find a one-of-a-kind gift for your loved one. Where else can you find this type of creative gifts in Southwest Wisconsin? 9 to 4 Saturday at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Richland Locker in Richland Center is serving up deals you can't miss. Right now, get whole boneless pork loins for just $2.28 a pound. Perfect for a family feast. Or try their family pack chops for only $2.98 a pound. Want a little extra flavor? Their marinated chops are just $3.98 a pound. Plus, don't forget the deli. They've got sliced smoked pit ham at $6.48 a pound and sliced Colby Longhorn cheese for just $4.98 a pound. Come on down to the Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center, where quality meets great taste, all for a fair price.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Joanne has the news coming up from WRCO today. 33 in Richland Center on a Friday morning.
I wish you only knew all the days I've made it through because of you and your sweet love. I wish that I could count the times peace and comfort filled my mind because of you and your sweet love. You're what keeps me going, the sun that lights my sky, the rose that blooms in winter, the rain that cools July. Never try to tell me it wasn't God above that sent me you and your sweet love. Precious you and your sweet love. And tonight, though we're apart, there's a fullness in my heart, thanks to you and your sweet love. That it wasn't God above that sent me you and your sweet love. He sent me you and your sweet love.
Connie Smith on WRCO. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. We'll talk to you next hour with some music, some sports, and trivia.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 33 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Mostly sunny and mild today with a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 34. In Richland Center, after a low of 30, we're back up to 33 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
LeMahieu is returning as Republican Senate Majority Leader. In a press release, LeMahieu says the top issue for Republicans this upcoming legislative session will be returning the state's funding surplus to families. LeMahieu of Utsberg served as Majority Leader during both the 2021-22 and 2023-24 sessions and has been in the legislature since 2015. The Republican caucus elected LeMahieu to the position during a Thursday meeting. The Republican majority in the Senate shrunk from 22 to 11 to 18 to 15 after Tuesday's election. A Wisconsin native NASCAR driver is being fined for skipping work to go vote on Tuesday. Seymour native Ty Majeski competes in the Truck Series and was supposed to be at a press event in Arizona Tuesday ahead of the championship race Friday night. Instead, he came to Wisconsin to vote. NASCAR is fining Majeski $12,500 for failure to attend the press conference. Majeski and his race team say they'll be contesting the penalty. Flags are flying at half-staff to honor Jonathan Brostoff. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating Monday's death of the Milwaukee alderman and former state representative as an apparent suicide. Brostoff was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly in 2014, representing a Milwaukee district until 2022, and serving on several committees. Following his assembly service, Brostoff was elected to the Milwaukee Common Council. Brostoff leaves behind his wife and four young children. Evers said Brostoff advocated tirelessly for his constituents and that he and his wife Kathy were shocked by Brostoff's death. A lot of attention is paid to veterans' mental health, but as Melissa Kay reports, financial stability is also a great concern for veterans.
Veterans Day is coming up soon on November 11th. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Pulse survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults. While over 71% of the general population stress about recent price increases, nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings. A key issue service members frequently raise is that their basic allowance for housing has not kept pace with the rapidly rising cost of housing.
The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a domestic abuse-related incident. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Tuesday morning around 9:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that Nikhil Germain Bettis, age 44, was at a residence in rural Westby in violation of a $1,500 cash bond that was signed on October 29th following a hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. The sheriff's office, as well as officers from the Viroqua and Westby police departments, responded to the scene in the town of Viroqua. No one believed to be involved was located at the scene. At approximately 10 a.m., a vehicle believed to be involved was located in the village of Coon Valley by an officer from the Coon Valley Police Department. Deputies and officers spoke with the victim, who reported that Bettis exited the car near the intersection of Anderson and Babcock Streets and was last seen on foot prior to the law enforcement contact. The sheriff's office has established probable cause to arrest and are actively searching for Nikhil Bettis. Bettis is an African-American male standing 6'1", weighing 224 pounds, with partially balding black hair and brown eyes. If you know his whereabouts, please contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. An arrest warrant and formal charges of felony bail jumping, battery, and disorderly conduct, all domestic abuse related, will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. Alert teachers might have helped stop a tragedy yesterday in Kenosha. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building.
Members of the Kickapoo High School student body will be presenting a variety show tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School auditorium. Various types of shows have been performed at the school over the past few years. This year's variety show is a fresh idea. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
We kind of started after COVID doing a opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts.
The theme of the show is Can't Stop the Feeling from the movie Trolls, but the students have chosen a wide variety of music.
They kind of have their own free range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from eras of the crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
Catherine Miller likes how the variety show gives more students the opportunity to showcase their talents, which may have not been possible in a musical stage production.
Musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it and what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
The Kickapoo High School Variety Show will be held tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Performances will be at 7 both nights. Everyone is welcome to attend and enjoy the great music performances. You are also welcome to sing along as well. Admission to the event is a free will offering, with half donations going to the food pantry. The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School will be presenting Grease School Version tonight through Sunday in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Grease is a successful Broadway musical that was made into a 1978 movie, which is still popular today. The story is set in the 1950s at Rydell High, featuring the two main characters, Sandy, played by Maddie Muller, and her love interest, Danny, portrayed by Grayson Banker.
It's a very different role than anything I've done before. It's been really fun fitting into it. And it's kind of similar to how a lot of people my age are. I mean, he's a high schooler, 17. I mean, he's that guy you want to be. So, I mean, it's been pretty easy to fill in that role.
Along with Sandy and Danny, many supporting actors and crew members help make this musical an entertaining production to see.
We've got about 40 actors and actresses and then about 10 on our stage crew. It's definitely a big step up from last year. It's helped us a lot. Having that stage crew, you know, they're able to do things that, you know, cast members had to do last year with moving props around, moving the set around. So they've been awesome for us. And having those numbers, it's great.
The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School production of Grease School Version will be performed in the Richland High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night at 7. Sunday's performance will be presented at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and will be available at the door. Wisconsin's volunteer income tax assistance and tax counseling for the elderly programs are ramping up for the 2025 tax season, and they need volunteers. Whether you are a student, retiree, or anyone looking to serve your community, the VITA and TCE programs offer a unique opportunity to engage with and help people in a meaningful way while building valuable skills. The VITA and TCE programs offer free tax preparation services to qualifying Wisconsin taxpayers. There is need for help in several positions, including site coordinators, reception greeters, document intake, and income tax preparation. Accounting or finance experience is not necessary to volunteer. Those helping clients, coordinating sites, and providing tax preparation services will receive formal training, making this a good opportunity to learn about federal and state tax laws and the preparation process while serving the communities where they live and work. Anyone interested in giving their time to either the VITA or TCE programs during the tax season from January through April 2025 should complete the following steps before November 18th. Fill out a community volunteer information form on the Department of Revenue website and contact DOR's VITA TCE program coordinator, Juan Carlos Reyes, at juan.reyes@wisconsin.gov.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Friday, November 8th. Delight B. Totten, 95 of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Delight B. Totten, 95 of Richland Center. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center, died Thursday. A funeral mass will be held Saturday, November 16th at 11 o'clock at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday, November 15th from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, Saturday, November 16th from 10 to 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Rural Richland Center.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9.